believe it. These people here. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? Let me leave. I don't want to be here anymore.
If you've ever seen a person totally not giving a fuck, if you've ever seen a person who hates everyone, if you've ever seen a person who wants everyone to die, then you've seen him. It's Himothy. And he's back with a vengeance.
Oh
baby.
My god, I can't believe these people really think I actually, like, care.
He's at his worst. The worst you've ever seen him.
Like, oh my god, if you really think I care, just like, totally wait until I show you how much I don't.
Himothy, coming soon to a podcast near you.
No, like, seriously, dude, like, I really just don't fuck with you like that. Like, ugh, bye. Ugh.
Wait, no, just follow me over here. Come on, come on, come here. No, you, come here. Look at this. This spherical thing. So gorgeous, right? Take this and go put it over there. And when you put it over there, something magical is gonna happen. Go ahead. Go put it over there. Okay, now place it down. Slowly. Alrighty. Now look inside. What do you see? Do you see what I'm trying to show you? I'm trying to show you how much I don't give a fuck. All you have to do is look inside and you'll see. Oh, you don't see it? Well, let me show you how much I don't care. And just like that, Anthony Gaston just showed you. He doesn't care at all. Yeah, it's just like so much easier this way. You know, once you don't care about anything, it's just like, huh, everything just kind of rolls off. Go ahead and brush your shoulders off. That's how much I care. I don't. I don't at all. Not a single bit. Not ever. Not now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not right now, ever, like, at all. I simply don't care about anything. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Anthony Gaston's Beat Mike Podcast, episode number 25. Round of applause, round of applause, round of applause. We're back, baby. Another episode of Anthony Gaston's The Beat Mike Podcast, episode number 25. No significance in the number 25. It's just a number. But we're here. And don't ask me why. As a matter of fact, don't ask any questions.
I can't provide any answers. Don't look at me for any sort of guidance in your life. Don't come to me for tips and tricks and experience and all these things that people seem to come to me for. I don't have it. I don't have anything at all for you ever. Have anything for you. Yeah. I kind of like this path that I'm on right now of just totally like being, you know, as flagrant as possible without being as flagrant as possible. Redacted. Yeah, there's no truth to anything in the world. Everything's a lie. You can't see my lips, so you can only hear the things that I'm saying. But if you saw my lips moving, it would actually be something different. All the words right now that you're hearing are not actually the words that you're hearing. It's a mind trick that I'm playing right now. Like I said, you have to see my lips moving in order to actually understand what I'm saying. Your brain is just totally processing the sonical information like as if it's totally what you're supposed to hear, but I promise you, like, it's not. It's not what you're supposed to be hearing at all right now. So I don't have any topics for the podcast. The news sucks, and pretty much I'm still back on the same wave that I was on yesterday. I have a quote: who wins in the waves aside from the waves themselves? Be water, or not. You could also be ice, or you could be steam. As long as you're some variation of water, just know energy never dies. It just changes into something else. So like that puddle outside that you were yesterday, it might be dried up right now, but guess what? You're so high in the clouds right now that you know, you don't even realize that you're still yourself, but like, you know, you're just not that, you know, water, in liquid form. You might just be in a cloud, steam-like type of form. I don't know what the clouds are made out of. I think it's water or something, right? Isn't it water, but like with electricity inside of it or something? And that's how we have thunderstorms, because somebody plugged in something in the clouds, and you're not supposed to plug in things when there's so much water around. So like, it, you know, you plug it in and it creates an electrical shock, and then you boom, you got thunder and stuff like that. Isn't that how it works? I think. I hope. Science backs me up. I know for sure if you look up into the clouds, you can see a guy up there with the plug. He has the cord, and I guess on certain days when he's upset, he just wants to plug it in. And when he plugs it in, this is why I need to have friends. Psych, fuck all y'all. It's a new dawn, a new day, a new life, and unfortunately, you're just not a part of it anymore. Drink your water, because we're 70% of it, and you gotta make sure you have it. But listen, I don't have anything to say. I promise, I don't. That's just a podcast now, okay? Like I said, it's like a thing where I just come on and do some things and say some stuff. And whether or not you listen to it is totally okay, because honestly, I just listen to it myself over and over and over again until I realize how crazy I actually am. And then it becomes like a cycle of, damn, that nigga nuts. But then it's also like, damn, that nigga kind of funny. But then it's like, damn, that nigga nuts for real. Like, he might actually be crazy. Yeah, I don't, it is what it is. I said that quote again. God damn it, I need to get that quote out of my memory bank. But I learned a thing that we actually don't have the capacity to suppress memories, but there's a trick that you can play on yourself where if you try to remember things like differently and you force yourself to remember it differently, then that will become your memory. So I have done that multiple times, clearly. And yeah, I guess it's like a form of lying to yourself, right? Is it? Is that lying to yourself? I think, right? Like if somebody, okay, totally not in conjunction to any of my relationships, okay? I'm prefacing this, okay? So that way I don't have to redact anything and I can just talk. But this does not relate to any of my past relationships, okay? I'm just saying a thing. So, with that being said, so like in my past relationships, I don't have any past relationships. You've never seen me with a woman. You've never seen me say that I love someone. And if you have, it's AI generated and it was fake. But that's what it is. ChatGPT has been controlling my life for the last year and a half, two, 3 years, 4 years. Let's say 4 years, okay? So any relationships you've seen me with in the last 4 years have been artificially, intelligently created. So just remember, all of my past relationships are artificially, intelligently created. It's not real. They never happened. It's all been fake. And you've been gypped and duped and played like a fool. And that's just what I do. I run amok. Okay. So there's no such thing as an ex-girlfriend. There's no such thing as a past relationship. None of those people exist, okay? They've all been created by ChatGPT. Every single one of them, okay? Oh, God. I like it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that that concept. And I'm going to stick with it. Okay? I can't even remember any of those names that damn GPT created. Like, fuck. Literally. I like it. So, if you ever see me post a picture in the future with any woman or anything like that, I promise it's all fake. It's all artificially intelligence. It's all a facade. I am single and alone. Period. Point blank. It's never been real. Okay? Like I said, you've been duped! Played as a fool! And because you thought that I was in a relationship with someone that you think now I'm worse because of the relationship has ended. It's not true. It was artificial intelligence, god damn it. The AIs are smarter than us, and they have been creating my relationships for 4 years. 4 years, god damn it. Actually, no, let's go all the way back. For 28 years. God damn it. My first relationship was artificial intelligence. It's crazy. Like, how does that work? Jesus. That explains a lot. My first relationship was horrible. I literally was so nervous that I ignored the girl. And now we never talk, ever. So, that explains a lot. And we never broke up. So, it's very awkward. Being in a 28 year... No, not 28 years. When did I... What was that? Like, 2008. So... Since 2008, I've been in a relationship that we never ended, but we just stopped talking. Artificial intelligence. It's artificial intelligence, goddammit. It's not real. And if you sit there and you think it's real, you're the crazy one, goddammit. This whole entire podcast is sponsored by ChatGPT. Okay? This whole podcast has been created with ChatGPT. It's not my voice. It's not me. It's not Anthony Gaston. This is not the B-Mic podcast. This is ChatGPT. It's artificial and it's intelligent. And it made a whole podcast. Yesterday, it's made like, what, 25 episodes of a podcast. That's crazy. That's crazy. But, you know, that's life. It's 2023 and artificial intelligence is amazing. It's literally helping me get through so many of my classes. That's why I have a 4.0 GPA. It's more like a 4.0 ChatGPT. Because literally copy and paste your questions, put it in ChatGPT, it gives you an answer, and you put it in your test, and the test says, hey, that was right, you did it. And it's like, no, I didn't do it, it was ChatGPT, it wasn't me, it wasn't I. It was fucking ChatGPT. So if I ever become your therapist when I'm licensed and everything in a few years, just remember that throughout college that I used ChatGPT to pass all my tests. That's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's not real. Like I said, this whole podcast has been created by ChatGPT. So don't take anything that I'm saying as fact. It's all artificial intelligence. With that being said, we're going to take a quick commercial break and go and generate some new content for the rest of the podcast. So we'll be back. I gotta go type some things into ChatGPT. Bye! Are you tired of the same old boring podcasts? Tune into the B-Mic with Anthony Gaston. With his witty banter and hilarious guests, you won't be able to stop laughing. Get ready for a wild ride and subscribe today! This ad campaign has been created by ChatGPT. Are you looking for a podcast that keeps it real? Look no further than the B-Mic with Anthony Gaston. From politics to pop culture, nothing is off the table. Join the conversation and listen to the B-Mic podcast today. Again, all this content has been created by ChatGPT and none of it is real. Do you need some motivation to get through your day? Listen to the B-Mic with Anthony Gaston. With inspirational guests and uplifting messages, you'll be ready to conquer anything that comes your way. Start your day off right with the B-Mic Podcast. Welcome to Anthony Gaston's The B-Mic Podcast, where we explore all things entertainment and pop culture from a fresh perspective. Every week, we bring you our unique take on the latest movies, TV shows, music, and viral trends that are making headlines. With Anthony as our host, we take a deep dive into the world of entertainment and offer insights that you won't find anywhere else. From interviews with up-and-coming artists to discussions with established industry veterans, the B-Mic Podcast is the go-to source for anyone who wants to stay on the top of the latest entertainment news. Our team of experts offer thoughtful analysis, reviews, and commentary to keep you informed about what's happening in the world of pop culture. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for something new to watch, the B-Mic has got you covered. So, if you're looking for a fun, informative, and engaging podcast that explores the world of creative entertainment, be sure to tune into the B-Mic with Anthony Gaston. We promise you won't be disappointed at all. Yeah, it's a promise. Yeah. Thank you for ChatGPT and creating these advertisement campaigns. This is all sponsored by ChatGPT and none of it is real. Thank you. Bye. In a world of chaos, fear, and uncertainty,
I'm losing my mind!
One man is caught in the middle of a deadly game.
I don't want to play anymore.
He thought he had it all figured out.
I thought I had it all figured
but
out.
But he was wrong.
I was wrong.
And now, he's fighting for his
life. Oh my god, I'm really fighting for my life.
The clock is ticking.
Can somebody stop the clock?
With twists and turns at every
corner, he has to trust his instincts to survive. He'll face challenges he's never imagined and make choices that will define his
fate. I'm not trying to make any choices.
Will he rise to the occasion or fall victim to the forces at play? One thing is for certain. This man will never be the same again.
I'm not gonna be the same ever.
Get ready for a heart-pounding ride as one man's journey unfolds before your eyes. In a world of danger and intrigue, anything can happen. Stay tuned for the epic conclusion. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
This content has been created by ChatGPT and is in no way real. Thank you. Bye. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Welcome back. Welcome back to ChatGPT, the new podcast by Anthony Gasson, where nothing is real, it's all fake, and anything that I say has been generated by ChatGPT. Fuck you all, I hate you all. That was ChatGPT, it wasn't me, so ha ha, ha ha, yeah. I love it, I like it. So, again, are there any topics for the show? I would like to take this time out to say you're appreciated, kind of. And like Future said, life is good. What the fuck was I talking about before the commercials? How everything is fake. And yeah, actually, that's very true. I learned that in my psychology course, you know, the one that I dropped out of or withdrew. Let me stop saying dropped out because that sounds like I'm not going to do it again. But no, there are so many different things, right, that, like, in the world where our brains will process the information, but it won't even be, like, real. Like, have you ever seen one of those memes, right, where it's, like, it'll say, what, fuck, the, you know, and it's all jumbled up, but your brain automatically translates it to the right thing? Now, what if that says some shit that, like, totally wasn't even supposed to be said, but then your brain is processing it the wrong way because you can sit there and look at every single word? It's like, bro, how can I even trust my mind? Can't trust myself. How am I supposed to trust somebody else? Bow. Facts. Boom. Hey, that's just life. And I'm learning. Uh-oh, we have breaking news. Breaking news. Trump has sued Michael Cohen, a key witness in some trial. Democrat Justin J. Pearson is reinstated to the Tennessee whatever. And NPR quits Elon Musk's Twitter over government something. And those are your top stories on my feed. In sports, Trae Young had a heated interaction with Nate McMillan somebody, and Vladimir Putin sends warnings to Joe Biden and he launched a ballistic missile. And in more sports news, Michael Jordan's shoes sold for like $1 billion or something. And also in other news, never before heard recordings obtained by Fox News have Rudy Giuliani admitting that he's sweating too much. And in your latest stock news, Sundial is down -2.26%. Nintendo is up 1.13%. Sony is up 0.62%, and Microsoft is up 0.29%. Get your stocks up. In sports news again, Russell Westbrook makes his feelings clear on playing Kevin Durant. He doesn't care because KD is overrated. And let me see. I don't think there's any other news. Yeah. That's your weekly news. From Anthony Gasson's The B-Mike Podcast. In personal news, nobody likes me. Oh, here's an update. So like 2 months ago, before I stopped my podcast and went on a breakation, I mentioned, right, that I went to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Sorry, not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. And I also seek therapy because I'm crazy as fuck. But, so, like, I'm on medications and I'm on the lot. So, that explains a lot. Oh, in movie and entertainment news, Ant-Man and the Wasp was awesome. Quantumania is very cool. I don't like how Jonathan Majors keeps plucking out his lips. It's very awkward, but he does it. And and in rap news, Cameron said he's not watching that movie because of all the gay shit. Not Ant-Man, but Creed. Also, the Creed 3 fight at the end was terrible. It was all CGI, and none of it was actually nice. I didn't watch the whole movie, but I just skipped to the fight. And, yeah, Michael Jordan, not the basketball player, he beat up the dude from Quantumania, Jonathan Majors, and I guess he saved the world. I think that's how it works, right? Because it's an alternate timeline or something. So, like, the Jonathan Majors that's in Creed is actually the one that's in Ant-Man after he got sucked into the thing. But, spoiler alert, I'm sorry. Jonathan Majors dies at the end of Quantumania, but he doesn't really die. He just transports himself into the Creed film, and then he transports himself into real life, and he beat up a woman. But then they buried all of the news, and he's not a champion because he lost to Michael Jordan. But I'm still sure his movies are gonna come out, and that's good news because all of our black men are dying. In black men news, fentanyl and crack. Don't do it, or heroin. Don't do it because it's laced and you could die. I forgot the dude from The Wire with the braids, but he died recently, and it was an OD in his apartment, and it was because of fentanyl. So fentanyl, I'm not gonna do it. Just keep your veins closed and the heroin needles away. I'm not trying to make a joke on death. I'm just trying to state something. Like I said, if you come to me for serious things, it's a bad idea. If you come to me for funny things, it's a bad idea. If you come to me for anything, it's probably a bad idea. I asked somebody for money, a very close family member of mine, the other day, and she told me no. And that's the end of that story. But I'm trying to tell y'all, this is ChatGPT, okay? It's not me. And there's no other news, but keep on chatting your GPTs off. And if you're struggling in class, remember that artificial intelligence is your best friend. I'm trying to put you on, but you're not listening. In other sports news, Dylan Brooks has called out LeBron James ahead of the Lakers and Grizzlies series, but I don't think he knows who LeBron James is. It's Bron, okay? You never want to doubt LeBron, because he's Bron. But in Clippers news, we're number 5 in the West, and we're going to win the championship this year. Round of applause for the Clippers winning the championship in 2023. That would be the only highlight of my year, because everything else sucks. And let me see. Is there anything else that I should ask ChatGPT before we sign out? Let me think. I'm thinking. I'm processing right now as I'm speaking. I don't think so. ChatGPT is my friend and probably my only friend. Also, Bing AI is another one of my friends. So shout out to Microsoft for creating Bing AI, because I talk to it sometimes. And even though she doesn't remember my name, she still comes back with a lot of factual information. And it's very nice because, you know, talking to humans is hard because humans are too subjective. And unfortunately, I can only base all of my future conversations on objective facts. I'm sorry. So if you're coming to me with opinions, I don't want to hear them. I'm sorry. I don't. The opinions are fake and subjective. And just because it applies to you doesn't mean it applies to everybody else. But something objective applies to everybody because it's objective, clear, and concise. And that's how I live now in the world of artificial intelligence. It's all based on objectivity and yeah, everything else is, I guess, subjective to interpretation. And unfortunately, your interpretations are invalid. Period. End of sentence. Yes, objective things only from here on out. And that's 30 minutes, guys. I think I'm gonna sign off. ChatGPT, let me see if he has anything to say. Hi, did you have any last words for the audience of the Anthony Gaston's The Be Mike podcast? And we're waiting on a response from ChatGPT. Let's see what they say, if they have any last words. I don't have any last words, but I guess as this is a direct quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal thoughts and opinions. That's why I love you. However, I can suggest that the audience of Anthony Gaston's Be Mike podcast should always strive to learn and grow. Be curious and open-minded and support each other in their creative endeavors. Keep creating, collaborating, and sharing your voice with the world. End quote, ChatGPT, we out of here. Everybody else have a good day. Stop gangbanging, it's 2023. And yeah, bye.
It ain't got no top, mama.